Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
Oh, we're recording.
All right.
We're on.
We're out of the teens. We're in episode 20.
All right.
We're out of September. We're in October. And you came up with the bright idea of trying something different.
I know, right? And here we are.
We're recording live at Panini's in Brunswick.
Right. Absolutely. Enjoying a beverage.
And we'll be checking out True Crime Trivia right after.
Yep.
You know, I used to work at Brunswick Panini's.
Did you?
Yep. Back in the late 90s when it was over at Brunswick Plaza. I was, what, 2000? I'm corrected by my wife, as usual. 2000.
It's a good thing we have her.
Started out as a cook. You know, I can make the best panini sandwich there is.
Wait, you can cook, but you never
just
cook
panini
at home.
Sandwiches.
Just panini sandwiches.
Yeah,
that's
the overstuffed sandwiches. And then I went to the Lakewood Paninis, and I cooked there, and I was a bouncer there. And they had a counter service at the end of the night. All the bars from Lakewood would come to Paninis. They were the only place open still for sandwiches.
Nice.
I would probably make 100, 150 sandwiches a night. It was good money and tips.
Well, who would have thought on October. Hello, it's October 4th. Mm-hmm. That we'd be sitting outside on a patio.
It's warm weather. This has been
a wild week.
Let's get into some of these posts.
All right, let's do it. Enough of this chit-chat. What do we got first?
This is a reoccurring post that happens every year.
It is. It's sad to see, too.
Right around September, there's a lot of bullying posts at the middle school. I don't know how to control it or how to stop it, but this one did reach 5,000 people. There was 300 comments.
Almost 400.
Yeah, almost 400.
And over 300 emojis, whatever those things are.
A lot of people who say,
a lot of comments.
You know, what they should do about it, what they shouldn't do, you know, how...
Well, we hope the schools have a zero tolerance policy, but I know that sometimes that can probably be hard. So if anybody's got help tips or something like that, I think that's a good thing, too, is to help equip our kids with how to deal with that.
But that was the top post of last week.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, it was.
Speaking of bullying.
Oh, this was so mean.
I know.
So I was so excited. There was a post that Cousins Maine Lobster was coming. Their food truck was coming to Brunswick. Texted my husband. He's like, yes, please. And it went crazy. Everybody was so excited. And of course, I shared the heck out of it. And an hour later, they reneged.
Yeah. Turns out the city called them and let them know that you need a permit. And permits must be filed 10 days in advance. And the cost of the permit is a lot higher than some of the other ones in the area. Even some of the rules.
And the background check, too, they need?
They do need an FBI background check. The city is really protecting us from food trucks.
You know, I'm so glad they cracked down on that lobster crime.
How much is too much? I mean, if I look at Lakewood's food truck laws, it's very, it's lenient. They still have inspections. They still have a annual fee of $150. Brunswick's is $75 per permit.
Correct.
So every time you want to come to
Brunswick.
And
it's good for a whole year, though, they said.
In Lakewood. In Brunswick, it's good for that time.
No.
I believe so.
Each time? No,
that's
I think it's good
I
for a whole
it.
Year.
Well,
I think I had a conversation, because after we moved the car show, we were trying to get food trucks. And
I don't know. But
quite didn't work.
I wish council would relook at that law and make it a little more welcome.
Do we have to show the pictures of the food? I mean, seriously.
I was pretty excited.
I know.
I thought I was allergic to shellfish my whole life. It turns out I'm only allergic to shrimp. I recently had lobster for the first time on vacation.
Good stuff,
so I was excited to see this food truck come. And
good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe they're going to be in Medina, but I did reach out to them and they said they're going to try to do the paperwork they need and then see us soon.
That's
so
good. All right.
Hang in there and watch the page for information.
This one was a good one. The Brunswick Blue Devil Marching Band received more awards. This time they earned Best Color Guard, Best Percussion, first place in Class AA. They also received Best Overall Awards in General Effect, Music, and Grand Champion.
I'm telling you, that's amazing. We do have one of the best bands in the land. I'm not supposed to use that phrase, probably. But way to go, guys. All right, moving right along. Our next one is...
This one's just over the border, but it's close to my heart. Strongsville is tearing down Castletown Playground.
That's sad.
Yeah, that was a very popular playground when I was a child. But they're putting in a new playground.
Inclusive, kind of like ours, I think, right?
Yeah, they're going to have a splash pad, some new pavilions, and some walking trails.
You know what I found out about the splash pad?
What?
There's like a splash pad and a couple of fountains. Nothing fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much?
How much?
Half a mil. $500,000 for a slab of concrete with some pipes underneath.
And a hose hanging out of the air.
And two sprinklers.
Wow.
We could have done that for $50. Okay, yeah. Maybe not.
Well, but at least we'll have somewhere that we can go and get wet without spending our own city money.
Right? Bet they have food trucks, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I like this one. This was Niner's Diner. They posted a new spooky pub menu.
Nice.
For the month. I always enjoyed looking at their flights, and they always come up with monthly specials each month.
I like that they switch it up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, it gives you a reason to go out and check something new out.
Yeah, well, kind of like paninis. Like, we're enjoying,
crime scene.
A crime scene drink. So, it's pretty yummy, let me say. All right, moving right along. What do we got now? This was one of those feel-good posts. It reached 13,000 people and mm-hmm. 800 and almost 900 likes and a few comments and stuff. But Cindy Davis wanted to reach out to the young 18-year-old who was in a little fender bender together and raised a really polite young lady. Samantha was the young lady's name. Mm-hmm. She's 18. And so she just wanted to say thank you for having such a cool kid. She sounds like she kept her poise about her mm-hmm. and in what could be a very scary situation when you have a little fender bender.
Yeah,
so.
I remember my first 10 fender benders as a teen.
Your first 10?
I blew through cars pretty quickly.
Yeah, so it's always good to see these feel-good posts and stuff like that. And so we do want to highlight those each week. So we see those. And then also, speaking of feel-good posts.
This one was a Brunswick 80s guy sighting. They saw Alex at Meijer. Yes, he does. He does eat. He does frequent businesses.
I don't see any ice. Is that iced tea that he's wringing out?
Yeah, I can't tell what he's wringing out, but I haven't seen him
carrying his iced tea down
part of the summer.
Right.
But some people said, oh, you shouldn't take pictures of him in public.
Oh my gosh, there was a couple of people that were really irate. And obviously, you know, tell me you don't know about your community without telling me you don't know about your community.
He's well respected. I got some pictures of him finding with myself around town and stopped and took pictures with him. His picture is part of our group's banner.
Yep.
You know, if you look closely, he's the guy flying the plane. Let's talk about it.
Alex is a great guy. He doesn't mind getting his picture taken. We're not bullying anybody.
Very friendly, personable.
Calm down.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this. Euclid, I know some people didn't like the way I worded the post last week that Euclid was coming to Brunswick for their homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was genuine concerns for the safety.
Sure.
And so we found a picture. Somebody sent a picture about men and women in blue
mm-hmm.
came in strong force.
Just to make
sure everything was
fine.
Be there
fine. For us, yeah.
And then during the game, something really cool happened.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a player on our team that is autistic. And they wanted to give him a couple of reps in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to Euclid, and Euclid said, absolutely. And so the Euclid, and we have the video on one of the posts, they just helped him run a play. And this young man was able to experience being part of the team on the field in a safe manner. And just shout out to Euclid. I also want to talk about, real quick, I feel really bad. I probably should have embraced them. I feel really bad about the way we handled that because now their senior game this week,
mm-hmm.
tonight, has been canceled.
Yeah.
Because Solon is afraid to go to their stadium.
Yeah.
So these kids are just getting it right and left. First their homecoming game and now their senior game. Some of these kids will never play another senior game. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully they can find an opponent to play and recreate the senior game. But just a shout out to Euclid, Panthers, and thank you, Brunswick football.
For hosting.
For hosting and everybody, you know, just being awesome with that. So
mm-hmm.
moving right along.
Brunswick Dairy Queen undergoing some construction, but no worries. They're still open. They're one of the few places you can still get ice cream in town. As Honey Hut has closed down forever.
Are they closed already? No, not yet. Don't say that.
Okay.
Don't say that.
Well, if they're
you
open,
just created you may panic have, citywide right now.
You may have your last chance to go get them before they close down forever.
Well, they normally don't close until November.
Oh, so you have a whole month still?
I think.
Okay. Well, fear not, Brunswick.
All right, now I got to go drive over there after we're done and find out what's going on.
Let's go confirm if they're open and we'll be right back after this with the events.
All right. Hey, Brunswick, we have a big announcement to go along with the Christmas tree lighting. We're going to keep adding some festivities, and we're going to have a Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. And that's for the whole month of December, so you have to have your stuff up by December 1st. And then we will post pictures on the page, and then you get to vote. It's the people's choice. They get to vote. So what are you voting on? Well, you're going to vote on a business, and the business package is sponsored by Valpak and Mulligan's Bar and Grill of Strongsville, and it's a catered lunch for your business up to $500.
Wow.
That's an amazing package right there. Then we have the house competition. That is sponsored by the Moscarino Group, Realtors, and they are donating a $200 Visa gift card.
Very nice.
And then we also don't want to leave out those in apartments. Those apartments, we know not everybody has a balcony, so we're going to do apartment doors. So hopefully you'll get permission from your landlord and decorate your doors, and you get a $100 gift card from Niner's Diner. So that's the whole month of December. Everything needs to be up by December 1st, and stay tuned for more details on that. So we hope you will join us for the Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition.
Hi, we're back. We finished a
couple of rounds of drinks.
I had an excellent panini sandwich overstuffed with capicola.
I took a picture of my pizza so you could post it.
Pro tip. Get the sandwich toasted.
Good advice.
All right, let's hit some events. Coming up this week?
We got a lot going on. What's going on this weekend?
Brunswick Hills Firefighters is having an open house this Sunday, October 8th, from noon to 3.
And speaking of Brunswick Hills, the Brunswick Hills Police Association Barktoberfest is this weekend from 10 to 1 on Saturday over at the FOP Lodge on 130th.
Oh boy.
So there's a lot going on.
Got a lot of outdoor fun this weekend. We have
how's that weather going for us?
Brunswick Area Historical Society. Free hay rides, free face painting. Children can come in costume and warm up for trick or treat. Live entertainment, line dancers. From the Brunswick Rec Center Belly Dancers at 11 a.m. You can check that out.
I forgot that was a thing here, that we do have belly dancers.
A whole slew of things that I'm not going to list. You can check out their Facebook, Brunswick Era Historical Society. I believe this is the last weekend, and that's going on 10 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Moving right along.
Bearswill Farms out in Valley City is also having an event. This one is going on now through October 29th. They have two mazes. One of them is 2 miles long through the cornfields.
Holy heck.
I got lost in one at Ramsayer many years ago.
They'd never find me. I'd be like crying in a corner somewhere.
The other one is 0.4 miles long, but don't worry if you do get lost. There's several mini games throughout the maze to play and to keep you
entertained. Keep you
occupied until help comes. other activities on the farm include hay rides, baby animals to pet, pumpkin picking, hay piles, an obstacle course, several slides, and more. And that is at Bearswill Farm in Valley City. You can check them out.
Facebook page, of course, right?
Yeah, for their ticket prices. And again, that goes on all the way through October 29th.
Nice. Also want to remind everybody that Pumpkins and Ponies started over at Spring Mist Farms. That's every Wednesday. I think it's from 6 to 8. Check out their Facebook page, but you'll want to jump over there and check them out.
And this one is this Saturday, October 7th. This is the second annual soup cook-off at Oaks Family Care Center. In one of the previous episodes, I said I was going to bring my grandmother's famous
baked potato soup,
but I have an event.
There's just too much going on this week.
I'm going to win it next year, but this year, you can check that out. Tickets are $10. You get 3 tastings in 1 vote, and that's at Oaks Family Care Center. There's sure to be a lot of good soups to try out, and I bet you can get a recipe or two if you ask them.
Probably, yeah. You like it, right? Oh, this has got your name all over it. Go ahead.
This one's at Ignite. They're going to be starting every Tuesday, starting next week, euchre tournaments, 7 to 9 p.m., just $10 a person. And that includes 2 drink tickets and a chance to win prizes each week. So,
nice.
I mean, it's basically free euchre with those 2 drink tickets.
Drink beer and play cards, right?
Who doesn't love some cards and beer?
Right up your alley there.
And that's at Ignite Brewing, Tuesdays, starting next week.
October 17th, Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m., first ever coffee and craft night at the Grounded Bean in Brunswick. You'll be making a adorable fall gnome little creature there. Check out their Facebook page again, Tuesday, October 17th from 6 to 8. $40. Smell the coffee, have some decaf, and make a gnome.
Make a gnome.
Right?
That's with pickled pineapple. And the last one I got is the leaves are falling, so they've posted, the city has posted a leaf collection schedule starting October 30th, so you have plenty of time.
I do have one more.
Oh, you have one more?
I have one, yeah.
You didn't write it
40th
down.
40th Annual Sound Spectacular competition, October 21st at the high school. So be prepared for lots of awesome noise coming from the stadium. Doors open at 3. The first performance is at 5. Go online to get the tickets. Adults are $8. Students and seniors, 5. Military, active, or veterans, also 5. Again, that's 40th Annual Sound Spectacular competition.
And that's a wrap. We finished it up just in time to check out True Crime
Trivia
here at the
1980s. Let's go check out the blood and guts, whatever's going on. I don't even know what we're going to talk about or what they're going
to
ask us. So
I'm curious.
We'll find
out
and we'll let you guys know next week. All right.
Take care, Brunswick. Bye.
Later.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.